13th Tuesday. What is unseen power? Holding on to the covenant means holding hands with God, who is unseen, and entering his plan and time schedule. Knowing this, David believed that the armies of angels in heaven move to fulfill the covenant. Those angels listen to your prayers and are mobilized in moments of crises. More amazingly, God, who sits on the unseen throne, has a plan to save all people and all tribes in the world that hold on to the covenant. God also pours down the five powers and the filling of the Holy Spirit to sufficiently run his errands. The battle between the world that wants to capture what is visible and God's people who have been given an unseen strength and background has always resulted in victory for those who possess this unseen strength and background. I will be your God, and you will be my people. Leviticus 26, verses 2 through 4. You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If you walk in my statutes and observe my commandments and do them, then I will give you your rains in their season, and the land shall yield its increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Even though you may place situations and reality in your heart, God wants you to place the covenant there first. The power to create and change situations and reality begins with spiritual matters. When you grab hold of the covenant, the background of the throne moves and the armies of angels in heaven begin to work. Beings that are unseen change the visible reality. For you who know this fact, what faith do you need to relay? Number one, the faith that believes in God. Even if a few disciples who believe in God emerge, the age will undoubtedly change. When people of this faith surface, God will say, I will be your God and you will be my people. From the moment you believe in God, the covenant is fulfilled. When you believe in Jesus, the three curses are completely resolved. Even now, the Holy Spirit pours down strength and power to overcome the world. Number two, status and authority. When God becomes your God and you become his child, the works of the background of the throne being established begin. This is your status. From that moment on, God moves his angels wherever you go, and simultaneously causes the power of darkness to collapse. If people change their status and become children of God, power will manifest, and idols around the world will break down. In addition, God has promised that he will thoroughly destroy darkness, which is your adversary. In the end, the answer of prosperity given by God is the authority that you've received. Holding on to your life's conclusion, God has given you salvation. When the covenant begins to be fulfilled, the future will be seen. That's why the God-given method to save the world is through healing. Dear God, please open the door of the throne, move the armies of angels in heaven, and lead me into the field and time schedule of those answers. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.